Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face. Else would a maiden blush be paint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. Fain would I dwell unformed, fain deny what I have spoke. But farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word yet. If thou swearest, thou mayst prove false. A lover's perjuries, they say, you have loves. Oh, gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou think'st I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thy nay, so thou will woo, but else not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou may think'st my behavior light, but trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but that thou overheard'st, ere I was ware, my true love passion. Therefore, pardon me, and not in put this yielding to light love, which the dark night hath so discovered.
Plots have I laid, inductions dangerous, by drunken prophecies, libels, and dreams to set my brother Clarence and the king in deadly hate, the one against the other. And if King Edward be as true and just as I am subtle, false, and treacherous, this day should Clarence closely be mewed up about the prophecy which says the G of Edward's heirs, the murderer shall be. Dive thoughts down to my soul. Here, Clarence comes.
Oft have I heard of you, my lord Baron, before I saw you, and the world's large tongue proclaims you for a man replete with marks, full of comparisons and wounding flouts, which you on all estates will execute, the lie within the mercy of your wit.